Greetings and welcome again to Meditation Moments. God wonderfully bless you, and again we say, may he use you with his great blessings for others. I cannot, but God can, O balm for all my care. The burden that I drop, his hand will lift and bear. Though eagle pinions tire, I walk where once I ran. This is my strength to know, I cannot, but God can. I know not, but God knows, O blessed rest from fear. All my unfolding days to him are plain and clear. Each anxious, puzzled why, from doubt or dread that grows, finds answer in this thought, I know not, but God knows. Well, Christianity is such a miracle all round. To me, it shall never cease to be a marvel, the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter from what angle you look at Christianity, it always is a miracle, the most amazing, amazing miracle. And I've just stood on the outside and watched the lives that we have dealt with and that come to us sometimes in our Christian service, come for prayer, and watch God transform those lives. Oh, I've seen so many of them, and it ceases not to be such a marvel to me, because a man becomes a new creation by receiving the life and nature of God. There are so many scriptures to illustrate this. Colossians 2:13, and you being dead through your trespasses, did he make alive together with him, having been gracious to us in all our trespasses. Isn't that wonderful? We have been made alive together with him. And the 12th verse, wherein ye were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And so in the mind of Father, we're made alive with him. That's what happens in this transformation that takes place when there comes a new birth, this wonderful new creation. When he was made alive in the Spirit, we were made alive in the Spirit. That's the legal aspect of the new creation. This becomes a reality to us when we personally accept Christ as Savior and confess him as Lord. The life of God comes into our spirits and recreates us. Ephesians 2:1-2. And you did he make alive when ye were dead through your trespasses and sins. It's a miracle of Christianity, an actual new creation. I remember years ago hearing it told, and it was a real story. It truly happened, though I can't remember the names, about a Christian minister in Los Angeles. Into their home, they sometimes took young people and helped them, encouraged them. And there came to that home a girl who had lived in the very depths of sin. But there came a day when this man, this wonderful man of God and his wife, felt that she had been there long enough that she should make room for someone else, now that she was a new creature in Christ Jesus, forgiven and cleansed, that they should make room for someone else who needed them more. And so this girl took a position in the hotel as a chambermaid, and was getting along beautifully, but they had not seen her for a long time. Before she left this home, she said to this pastor, Brother Eldridge, I'd like to know, can God change my face? He's changed my heart, he's changed my life. Can he change my face? The mark of sin is still on my face, and I don't want to ever go home to Mother until my face is changed and doesn't show the sin. Then Brother Eldridge told her about the people he'd known whose faces really did change. In all the change of their lives, God wrought a complete change. It was about 8 months after that that he was sitting on the balcony, on the mezzanine floor of this hotel. And here was this young woman dusting. And she walked up to him and spoke to him, and he didn't recognize her. Again, she mentioned his name, but he didn't recognize her. And she threw up her hands. She said, oh, I'm going home. I'm going home to Mother. God has changed my face like he changed my life. Well, so many times it is such a complete miracle, such a complete transformation, changing the lives, the loves, the habits, even the face of some. For the word says again, he made you alive, though you were dead in your trespasses and in your sins. Wonderful scripture in Hebrews 9:26 also. because I do believe that he that hath borne our sins has also borne our diseases. But now once at the end of the ages hath he been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He put sin away that you might be born again, become a new creature, that the sin nature which had held you in bondage to the adversary shall be eradicated and the nature of God should take its place. Now you're in God's family and the righteousness of God. And Hebrews 10:38 says, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrink back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, I believe there's no escaping the fact that as it dealt with the sin problem, that he deals with the sickness and disease problem, that he bore our sicknesses and our diseases. God's word says it pleased him to bruise him. He hath made him sick. Well, what does that mean? In Isaiah 53 and 3 and 5, we have the words, he was despised and rejected of man, a man of pains and acquainted with grief, as one from whom men will hide their face. He was despised, we esteemed him not. Then it goes on to say, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And the last of the verse, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17 says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Our infirmities, those little mental quirks, the things that make it disagreeable and unpleasant. Many of them are infirmities of mine, but just the same, we do need that healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's all included in this miracle I'm talking about. And I say this to those who are sick and suffering who've written in that he's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.